6, and says, train up a child in the way to go, and then he is a little he will not depart from it. We are examples. The generation before you looks up to you. And that's the next generation. Those who are older levels, they are looking up to you as an example. And this verse doesn't apply to only parents. It also applies to those, anyone, if there is someone who is younger than you. It will be your responsibility to teach. Grow them up in the Lord. And for the children, learn as much as you can about parenting, so when they have, children of their own, they will not get hit by some of the surprises that will arise in parenting, and will be able to endure those struggles and know how to what to do. Parenting is not easy. In fact, it is difficult, and you can't do it alone. And that's why God is there offering to help you through it. You just have to go to Him for help. And the best book on parenting is not, all the other books out there are good, but the best one and the most reliable and trustworthy book is right here. And the Holy Bible, inspired not by just any mortal human person. It is written by God. It's inspired by God Himself. And it is the instruction manual that is applicable to life. We just need to know and just think to apply it. And use it to shape them to who God wants them to be. And we must follow this example in God's Word as parents. Because whether you like it or not, if you are God's children, you represent who He is. And your children see God through you. You must constantly keep yourself in check. Ask yourself, is my action pleasing to God? And just think about it constantly. You must go to the Word, go in prayer, and ask Him that to help you through this. Because that, again, this is another difficult thing. Don't be afraid to discipline wrong behavior. Always start young. If you teach them up when they are young, it'll stick. And when they are older, your teaching will shine in their lives. You just need to... Okay, discipline must always be done in love. Don't let anger overpower you. If you have any anger arising, be sure you can control it immediately. And you can have a righteous anger under control. Never let it get out of your hand. Take it to the Lord. If you're angry, take it to the Lord. Give that burden to God. And He will take the anger from you, and you will be able to handle it with love. And it says in Ephesians 6 that we must not put wrath on them. Don't just pour our anger out on them. The children. That's not discipline. That is the way to get at it. Discipline is shaping and molding and nurturing for the future. Discipline is a way to make one stronger. Discipline is an act of love. Remember, each child is different, and you may need to use different methods of training for each one. It may sometimes be difficult, but you must show your love and their love language. Every child has a way of expressing love languages. Again, there is a book on this subject. You must locate that love language. They feel less love if you don't know how to love in their love. The children have a role to play too. They must respect the authority. They must know that they are being provided for. The parents are the ones that feed them. They must. There's several things. Do as they say. There's a promise in Ephesians 6 that if you obey and honor your parents, your life will be expanded, and meaning multiplied, your years will be multiplied. And those who are just no respect for authority, no respect for their parents, no respect at all, none whatsoever, it's very displeasing to God. You must always respect your parents, even when they're adults. Give them the proper respect. Even when you're grown up out of the house, even though you're not under their care, you still need to constantly show respect. There may be some parents out there where they may not personally deserve respect, but you give it to them anyway. They are your parents. They need your respect anyway. It says God tells you there in His Word, because they're your parents, you must respect them. Next, there's also for those who have children already out of the house. It's not too late. There's more kids younger. People below your level, teachable. There's still those teachable out there, and you may teach. And it's not too late to teach people and train them up. When your kids move out, move on to someone else. You just train the next generation. You train the grandkids when they come to visit, and give them advice, and advice for spiritual living. Give them advice from God and His Word. And God will bless you for that if you use that. But there are many out there who need to pray for. Yeah, they may end up making wrong decisions. Even if they had good teaching in the house, they went out and made the wrong decisions. We must pray that God will do some working with them. And we must remember God is there wherever they are. And if you taught them well, God has a good, easy path. And there will be a way to communicate with them. If you teach them well when they're young, if they accidentally pray when they're older, it'll be easier to correct them. It won't be as difficult. If you don't do this when they're young, though, they will be very stubborn and be almost, even more difficult to get through for them. That's why it recommends in the Word to teach a child, being maybe being younger generation, from whether it be the younger the better. And when it speaks of child, most of the time speaking 13 and under. Because the scripture considers a man by the age when they turn a teenager, when they come into teenager years. That's when, in the scripture, that's when they become a man. They learn responsibility by that age. They must, the scripture, it says in the Word that before, I think it was it Job, said that before he thought like a child, he had his ways as a child, but now his mind has been changed, and he thought thought as that of a man and became mature. It's not a one day thing, but you must train them up to be men, the children to be up and grown. And the only way to do that is start young. And when they're old enough, when they get to that age, with the proper training, proper discipline, then they will sprout and be the men that God called them to be. But you must always encourage them on. Be positive. Be in at when they do right. And discipline. There's many methods, different ways of discipline. So just know that. Discipline isn't just paddling all the time. I mean, paddling is a good method for certain occasions. Some occasions may mean restricting something, restricting boundaries. There's different types of methods. And just wait, look at the timing, the incident, and what they're doing, what they're being corrected on. And you see the right correction at the right time, at the right moment, can do a whole lot of good. So, those are some things to think on, and I hope this has been working out for life. Thank you.
Again, I invited Patrick to